Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is, wherever you are in this world. I am Brian Donovan. I'm here with Patrick Giarelli.
What up, world?
And you are listening to 5-Minute Motivation. This is the show that takes average, everyday, inspirational quotes and turns them into valuable tools to take on everyday life.
We take the words of the smartest, most powerful, and inspirational people. We break them down to build you into a better person.
One of us has a quote. The other has no idea what that quote will be. We'll put 5 minutes on the clock. We'll divide that 5 minutes equally because we are gentlemen. We'll give you our thoughts and insights on what that quote means to us. We'll do our best to give you the most we can in the least amount of time. Then it's up to you to go out there and spread as much kindness, determination, and positivity as possible to the people around you.
So get ready, open your mind, and the next 5 minutes will change your life.
Wake up, victory's mine. On top, still on the grind. Gotta go get it right now. Holla at me, with me. It's time.
I think the stars above. I know that we're gonna make it.
It'll take all we got. We gonna make it. Show the world that I shine in our greatness. Take control, take a shot. What you're waiting for? Keep it real. Never gonna fake this. Till we make it. Till we make it.
Looking out the window of our souls to Greater Wilmington and hoping to reach your soul, that is.
Wow, deep.
Yeah, good morning.
That was heavy. We're doing a new thing recently, and Pat has stumbled upon an old cachet.
Yes, cachet.
Let's say cachet. An old cadre, an old,
whoa.
Yeah, we're using all the C words. Whoa. An old collection.
Ooh, more C's.
Another C word.
More C word, yes.
That's
yes,
where
yes.
It ends. We'll end it there. An old collection of inspiring motivational quotes from a desktop calendar that probably doesn't really exist.
I'm sure it doesn't.
I mean, you know, maybe there's some old ones out there, but...
Right.
He has discovered a stack of saved motivational quotes from this daily desktop calendar, and we're selecting these things at random to add just a little bit more challenge and a little bit more randomness into our motivational endeavors. And we're going to select one of these. They're basically like oversized post-it notes, if you're not familiar with them. We're going to select one of these post-it notes. I vote that if we just select one that's a complete dud, an absolute crap, we get like one veto and we can select another one and then move on from there. That way the listeners don't have to deal with any garbage quotes.
Makes sense.
Quotes.
I think that's a good vote. Good vote.
Okay,
good vote.
Cool. So what we're going to do is we're going to take these quotes and we're going to expand upon them a little bit and give you a little bit of our insight into what that quote means to us. Therefore, hopefully bringing you a little bit more meaning to that quote and giving you a little bit of insight as to how you would apply that quote to your life, to your laugh.
We got a little country.
Sound like Varsity Blues. Yeah. I don't want your laugh.
No doubt. That James Vanderbeek right there. Nice work.
All right. So hopefully we bring a little bit of value to you and your
Blues.
Day.
First thing in the morning.
Such a good movie.
It really was.
It was great.
It really is.
Moving on. All right. So Pat pulled a couple quotes out of the stack relatively randomly, and he's going to present that quote to us, and we're gonna dish on that quote for about 5 minutes.
Dish?
Yeah.
Fancy.
I don't know.
That sounds, yeah.
Talk I've heard, soup style.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, all of a sudden, I saw five women.
We're so freaking old.
Oh, man, that's funny. All right, here we go. Brought to you by Sunday, November 25th of whatever year this was, probably 10 to 15 years ago. I shall never permit myself to stoop so low as to hate any man. Booker T. Washington. Man, there's a couple words in there that are strong, but overall I have a complete tendency to believe and understand. But here you go. Never and any. I shall never permit myself to stoop so low as to hate any man. Boy, when you put both those words in one thing, that is sincere. Booker T. Washington, anyway, was sincere as all hell because he used never and any, which were both all-inclusive words. I can only say that my strongest attempt and agenda is to very, very infrequently harness hatred feelings towards anybody. Also, for me, it begins with self-contentment. Knowing who you are, knowing what you stand for. You know, to hate is a waste of time. It's a waste of energy. And usually that person who is garnishing your hatred, man, they're negative, they're angry, they're unfun, they may be unjust, and they're oozing their negativity, their pessimism, their hatred onto you, and so you're absorbing it, and then you're kind of giving it back. But I tell you, I just can't do it. I can't do it. And in the grand scheme of things, what's so important to garnish true hate? Okay, now, this is extreme. You kill my wife, All right. I'm going to hate you. I don't know how long you're going to be alive, but then I'm going to be in jail and so on and so forth. This is taking an odd direction. But besides something incredibly extreme like that, what's the point? What's the point? So hate is a choice. Negativity and garnishing those terrible emotions, those are all...
I'm sorry to interrupt. You keep saying garnishing.
Is that not accurate?
I think it's garner.
Garner? Garnishing would be the little thing on the side of the plate?
Yeah, garnish.
So maybe I'll just add parsley.
Not to be a dick, yeah.
Well, no. I mean, now I'm intrigued. I mean, to know that I am imperfect also allows me to garner less hate.
There you go. Nice.
I like that. I just want to make sure I worked it in real quick.
Thank you for not hating me for bringing that up.
Yeah, I do not. But I think that there's just no point, I guess is what I'm saying. I can think about the moments in life that people have treated me rudely, angrily, aggressively, hate-oriented. And you know the best thing to do with something like that is just kill them with kindness. Often very hard, but that's certainly what I intend to do is when I'm treated roughly or someone has put hate on me, I have a hard time giving it back because then that's compromising my mental satisfaction, kind of compromising my heart full of positivity and full of happiness, and now you're making me hate. So I'm totally with Booker T here is that I infrequently hate anybody. Brian, what do you think? Take a look at that. This is kind of ironic based on a conversation Brian and I were having earlier, but it really didn't coincide, but then maybe now it does coincide. But anyways, you weren't part of that conversation.
So it's a simple quote, but it really is complex because he doesn't just say, I will never hate any man. He says, I shall never permit myself to stoop so low as to hate any man.
Yeah.
So like you said, there are certain situations where it would just be, you have to be, you know, extremely, extremely pious and forgiving to not,
right,
you know, have any negative feelings and hatred towards any man. I think it's virtually impossible. But I think he's talking about it on a grand scheme and probably referring to, when he says any man, kind of encapsulating different races and different types of men. But the part that I like is that he's saying, I shall never permit myself to stoop so low. That's a little bit of a dig at the people that do allow themselves to hate people.
Certainly, yeah.
I like that part about it. So a lot of what we talk about on this podcast is not just our insight as to how we feel about these quotes, but we're really trying to get people to make changes in their lives to become just slightly better people,
mm-hmm,
and therefore, you know, maybe have a little bit of impact on society in general. And so my thoughts on this always kind of relate to tactical and practical ways to implement these types of ideas into our lives. And one of the thoughts that just came to mind was, we're faced with tremendous repetitive situations where hate is pretty easy to come to that sort of a feeling about people.
Sure.
Coworkers, somebody does something to you at the office and you don't like it. We are very quick as a society to write people off completely and, you know, for lack of a better term, hate them.
Sure.
Man, I hate that guy. He's always so negative. He's like, you know, he's always talking about Mondays being so difficult. I hate that guy.
And obviously that guy hates Mondays.
Right, he hates Mondays. Give people three strikes. Give them three strikes, and on each strike, maybe have a conversation with that person as to, you know, why you're giving them a strike. You don't have to tell them, hey man,
that's one for
strike
you.
Two. You know, nobody wants to hear that from anybody. You're not better than that person. Mentally, as you're giving this person a strike, do them the favor of explaining, hey man, what you just said to me doesn't get us anywhere. You know, if somebody says something to you, if somebody does something at the office, you know, hey man, maybe it was a mistake. That was my Coke Zero in the fridge. I had my name on it. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. Maybe you thought it was yours, but I don't appreciate it. And depending on how they react, whether you give them a strike or not, give people the benefit of the doubt. Maybe have a conversation with them. You're doing them a favor. You're pointing out, you know, something that they did to offend you or cause you stress, whatever. Explain that to them. My wife deals with people in the real estate business. There are some great realtors that she deals with, and there are some not so great ones. She is too nice because there's clients involved and because there's other people involved. She doesn't like to voice her opinion in every situation if there's negative things going on. If somebody drops the ball on the other side of the transaction, person or is just completely inept at doing their job. But my theory is if something occurred that shouldn't have occurred, point it out so that that person can learn from it in the future.
Yeah. And I think you can do that in a, well, let me make sure that I say it like this on that case. Over the years, I have had a lot of practice with both clients and employees to give them pessimistic news in an optimistic way.
Shit sandwich.
Yeah, and that's totally what it's called sometimes, and that's a thing.
But more genuine, I would imagine.
But more genuine than the shit sandwich aspect, because I'm going to let them almost establish the other side of the page. For instance, that guy who, or many of people who say, oh God, I hate Monday. This is the worst day of the week. We got to get. And so like, you know, for that exact person, which I've experienced many times in my life, I say, well, that's odd. I think Mondays are awesome.
Yeah.
I think it's the starting point of a new week of new opportunities, of leaving the last week's challenges behind and really just going forward. And then I might just be able to leave it at that.
You can.
I might be able just to leave it at that.
Because, this is how I see it.
Yeah.
You're not trying to impose your thought process on somebody else. You just say, this is how I see it. Yeah. Maybe they might think about it later on in the day.
Right. Rubs off on them a little bit and says, huh. It's another way to look at it. Because again, with many, many things, including Mr. Washington's quote, perspective, it just regularly comes back around to something like that. So I would say, be happy. Don't hate people.
Yeah, burying those feelings and just hating somebody, not only is that going to do damage, it's going to inflict injury upon yourself. That stress is not good for your mind or your body, but you miss an opportunity to maybe show somebody the light. And that's not necessarily your job, but hey, you know, why not give it a shot?
When it presents itself.
Because if that person is rubbing you the wrong way and doing things that they might not be cognizant of, there's a chance that they're doing that to other people as well.
Yep.
And if you can be magnanimous and, you know, kind of offer up your insight and your input and your opinion on why that one thing that they did bothered you, and maybe you're the first person to call them out on it, they might see that they're doing something that affects other people in a negative way, and they may decide to change.
I love it. I love it. And let's be honest here. It's like, I mean, we're so grateful and thankful that you folks want to grow and want to change with us, and we want to grow and we want to change. Look, a whole lot of the world actually doesn't take the time that you're taking, that we're taking, to cognitively and full of thought grow and change. So sometimes just subtle pleasantries and redirections and optimism will actually possibly start that non-grower, that non-changer, on a very subtle, short path of growth and change. So I think it's always the subtle things. I mean, now I could just get so deep. It's a smile. It's a handshake. Yeah. It's a how's your day.
Yeah.
And we've come
stuff that we talked about. We talk about all the time.
So, I mean, we've come full circle to the things that we usually talk about. But, man, it's just because there's so much symbiotic situations that do right, act right. People will do right and act right by you. And if you stoop low, then they're going to stoop low. And if they started low and you go low, then they're going to go lower. And then the situation is, how low can you go? How much hate can you foster? How rude can you be? Yikes. Stop it. Stop the madness. Now we're going completely the wrong direction. So I think a combination of what Brian pointed out and as well as like the idea of just kill people with kindness. Man, stay that high road. There's always something positive to find.
Nobody needs a stupor. Don't stoop.
Another good shirt. No stupors.
I'm not with stupor.
And people would just be so concerned.
What does that shirt mean?
That in itself would be glorious because they, people wouldn't know. But you, our faithful listeners, would know.
If we have faithful listeners, thank you.
Yes.
Hey, and if you execute anything that we talk about in the real world and you want to share that with us, please email us at info@5minutemotivation.com or check us out on social media. And
hopefully we won't be censored.
And we really appreciate you guys listening. Thanks so much for joining us. This has been 5 Minute Motivation with Patrick Giorelli and Brian Donovan. Hate you guys. No, we love you guys. Just kidding. Don't hate anybody.
Oh my gosh. I was like, what just happened? Hey, we'll hear you on the next time. Well, you'll hear us on the next time. We'll see you. I haven't seen you. Okay, bye.
Wake up, victory's mine. On top, still on the grind. Gotta go get it right now. Holla at me, with me. It's time.
I thank the stars above. I know that we're gonna make it.
take over, God, we gon' make it. Show the world that I shine in our greatness. Take control, take a shot, what you waiting for? Keep it real, never gon' fake this. Till we make it, till we make it.
I think I was 16, 17 when that came out. I'm pretty sure I just fast-forwarded it to that part
yeah.
And then didn't watch the rest of the movie.
We've digressed. This is not motivated. Well, I mean, moving on.